This is 3:30 at KDWB, the Dirty 6:30. We're 5 hours away from the disaster, which is the Monkees concert. For those of you kids who are not going, I don't blame you. I wouldn't go either. The whole concert's a drag. You go down there and nothing happens. I mean, you sit in your seat, everybody screams in your ear, and I don't know. The Monkees aren't worth a flip anyway, the way I've always thought anyway. They can't play. Can't play their own music. I think that's obvious. I mean, you know, they stand around and sort of look like they play. And the television show, well, the television show's a drag and everything. And, happy-go-lucky Nesmith here. No, I'm teasing, kids. We're in a lot of trouble now. You got to come down and come to concert because we're not going to... I'm sitting down here on the radio station and these guys are going to lose their FCC license and all just because we just want you guys to come to the concert. So you come on down if you get a chance. Let's see, who's it's going to be Lynn Randell, the Sundowners, the KDWB Dirty Guys will be there, KDWB All-American Perfect People, and that'll be it. Concert starts at 8:30, we'll go on about 9:30, but you got to see Lynn Randell and the Sundowners if you really want to have a groovy time, because those two are out of sight, they really are. And in all seriousness aside, I think that you'll probably enjoy the show, because it's not exactly like most rock and roll concerts. You know, there's a lot of extracurricular stuff goes on. A lot of costume changes. Debbie walks down in the audience. And, oh boy, is that ever a lie? No, Debbie doesn't walk in the audience, but Debbie wants to walk in the audience. He asks me a lot. He says, can I go walk in the audience? And I always tell him no. So it's me that you'll have to get mad at, kids. Because I keep Debbie out of the audience. And we change costumes, and we even change faces. Sometimes we change faces. And there's a big rear screen where we show dirty pictures and a lot of stuff like that. So if you get the time, and if you have the inclination, and if you can scrape together $35, come on down.
Here he comes now. I've got to tell him somehow.
This is the Michael Nesmith of the Monkee Show, brought to you by Dayton's Department Store, where you can do your Christmas shoplifting early this year. If you want to drop back down there and steal something, you might as well, because they'll steal from you, folks. No question about it. Dayton's Department Store is grossly overpriced. You can buy Pedwin's Oxfords for what? $36 a pair. It's incredible. Don Dayton, if you're listening now, I think you're a rat fink. All these people that wanted to buy... Sam Sherwood just walked out the office on his knees. Sam Sherwood, kids, is the general manager of KDWB and responsible, basically, for this everything I say. He was the man that told me, he says, rake Donnie Dayton over the coals. So here we go, Donnie Dayton, you and I, and there goes KDWB's biggest... No, all kidding aside, I gotta tell you. I was in Dayton's department store about 4 o'clock this morning. Had a flashlight and a toolkit. And they have really some great stuff. They have some groovy hunting equipment in there. They have like, what is it, a whammo slingshot. I saw one of those. They have canoes and things like that. And Dayton's is a great place to have a party, you know. Go down to Woman's Lingerie, set up a little tent. Bring your Dixie cups and things like that. And everybody gather around. And if you want, if you're going to do that, give Sam Sherwood a call right down here at KDWB, and he'll broadcast a special party program for those of you who want to have a party at Dayton's. So remember, kids, if you want to have a party, take out all your vehemence and anxiety and all your frustrations on Dayton's department store, because they're responsible for a majority of them. How's that, Donnie? We're doing good? Just keep listening, man. It's more to come. More to come.
Set for August 20th.
It's Super Sunday!
The biggest Sunday of the summer with KDWB's third annual drag festival all day at Minnesota Dragways and KDWB's Herman's Hermits concert that night at the Minneapolis Auditorium.
KDWB's third annual drag festival, Super Sunday, will feature some of the biggest machines in the country, including E.J. Potter's Chevy Power two-wheel dragster and the all-time favorite Tom Hoover.
Speeds up to 200 miles per hour and a quarter mile, plus
beep, beep.
A grudge match race between Earl Trout and Tack Hammer.
It's Super Sunday!
August 20th at Minnesota Dragways, 3 miles east of Anoka on Highway 242. This year's KDWB Drag Festival discount tickets are worth $1 against the admission price and are available free at Pedwin Shoe Dealers everywhere, including...
Powers Department Store, Knollwood Plaza, Mopolis and Mini. Powers Department Store, Highland Village Shopping Center, St. Paul, Min. Robert's Shoe Store, 740 East Lake Street, Mopolis Mini. Okay? Right now, I want to say something about Dayton's department store. I'd like to say that Donnie Dayton, you're not really a Rat Fink after all. Because, and now why are we hissing like that, gang? What is this? There's some huge thing going on. Oh, somebody's got WDGY on a radio in here. That's right. The jocks at KDWB listen to WDGY. Not because they want to. You understand? Dayton's department stores. I was in there last night at 4:30. Now this is the real thing. I was in there with my toolkit, my flashlight. I'd gone in to steal some jewelry with Mickey. We were going to pick up some stuff because we knew that the only thing we could get from J.A. Gerber was trash. And so we thought we'd go in and get some really groovy stuff from Dayton's why does the program manager keep walking out of here white as a sheet? No, J.A. Gerber's has nice stuff. Doesn't last. But it's nice. No, it's groovy. You wear it to one party, and you throw it away. Either that or you sell it to us for some poor sum suspecting so. J.A. Gerber's, the home of paper diamonds. I must really be striking a true chord with this. The thing that's groovy about Dayton, have any of you been to the out-of-sight shops in Dayton's department store? No. And you know why? It's because you figure that a great big establishment-type department store like Dayton's has got to have a bunch of finky old clothes. But I want to tell you, and this is legit, that I think the Dayton's department store is probably the most progressive place in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And I think that, that it is a good place to get some groovy clothes if you're not going to get into New York or L.A. or something like that. You go down to Dayton's and you can see what's the latest stuff, because I've been told by some very reliable sources that they have very groovy stuff down there. So drop, and they are not Pedwin's Oxfords. I want you to know that's not in, kids. So, Donnie Dayton, if you got an oversupply of Pedwin's Oxfords, baby, that's your fault. But don't palm it off on the portal. You got such groovy clothes in there, there's no reason to, you know, do things to the kids so that they got to do that. Now play KDWB.
KDWB, Channel 63.
And here is the Loving Spoonful with one of my favoriteest records I ever done.
Jerry Lewis as the Big Mouth, out for a fishing holiday when he catches a frogman loaded with stolen diamonds.
That's impossible.
It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. Killing. Shooting.
Columbia Pictures presents The Big Mouth, starring Jerry Lewis in the role that comes naturally. In an ocean of danger, he's the chicken of the sea. Jerry Lewis as the Big Mouth from Columbia Pictures in Eastman Color. See Jerry make his biggest splash yet in The Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, the latest Jerry Lewis laugh ride, is now showing at the Mann, Southtown, Terrace, Nile Boulevard, and Hollywood Theaters in Minneapolis, the Anoka Theater in Anoka, and the Strand Theater in Steep Hall. Okay? Let's see. Oh, we're back to Dayton's department store. We were abusing Dayton's, as I recall. And we want to say that it's not really so, that we think Dayton's is a groove. We also think J. A. Gerber is a groove. Matter of fact, there's not anybody we really don't like. We like even WDGY. We like WCCO. We like everything, I suppose. As a matter of fact, let's have a contest. Call in and tell us what we don't like. And if you're right, you win a sock in the mouth.
Root beer is the flavor you just can't top. And when the root beer is dead, you say, that's my pop. Treat her with unbeatable drop by drop. And when the root beer is dead, you say, that's my pop.
Okay, that's Dad's. And this is Mike. And Bobby of the Sundowners is in here. He's taking pictures. And in just a minute, kids, are you hey, outside. Are you listening? Is everybody outside listening? Scream if you're listening. Are you listening? How many people are listening? All right, what? At the count of three, everybody say yes if you're listening. One, two, three. Okay, groove it. Okay, cool it. Wait a minute. Now, when Bobby walks out, I want everybody to wave at him. Okay, now this kid is Bobby of the Sundowners. Bobby Dick, you'll see him tonight with his hat on, of the Sundowners. Go out and wave at him, Bobby. Hi, Bobby. Say hi, Bobby. Everybody, say hi, Bobby. That's Bobby of the Sundowners, kids. And he's going to take a picture of you right now while I play Sunday for Tea with Peter and Gordon. That was Peter and Gordon in Sunday for Tea, and this is Michael Nesmith sitting here at the turntables because Jimmy Reed is too lazy to. He's out there getting some sun with the program manager, who wishes I wasn't here because he just lost Donnie Dayton, his biggest plant, and in a minute he's going to lose Ham's beer, but he doesn't know that yet.
Some gas stations, and all you drive out with is gas and oil. Drive into a mobile station playing Safety Pays, and you'll drive out with gas and oil and a chance to win $1,000. To play, pick up the free Safety Pays game book and stamps. Match the stamps to the safety scenes in the mobile game book. Complete a scene, and you can win up to $1,000. If Safety Pays pays off, you'll drive away with more than gas and oil. Maybe a lot more.
Job goes smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew.
Crazy old Mr. Wrigley selling his crazy old lunatic gum. You know, right now, one of the Sundowners, no, one, two, three of the Sundowners are in here. And they've got a record out that I really think is a groovy record. And I wish you kids would think it was a groovy record, too, because that would make the Sundowners become very important in your life, as they have become in ours. And we find it a great source of comfort and consolation to have the Sundowners important in our life, especially when they keep coming up with music like this. Once in a blue moon, a group like that comes along, and when they do, you should latch on to them. It's the Sundowners and Always You, their latest release. It hadn't been out before a week, week and a half it's been out? Week and a half, about that. You'll probably be hearing it a lot more on KDWB, even after the monkeys leave. We want you to really give it a good listen, and, what else? That's it.
You've got to help me.
What's your problem?
Every night I dream I go to the neighborhood tavern to buy schlitz.
Yes?
There's a sign on the door. I push and I push it, but the door won't open.
What does the sign say?
Pull.
There's just one schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near.
Try the taste of the most carefully brewed beer in the world.
When you're out of schlitz,
don't push.
You're out of beer.
Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and other cities.
All right. Now, kids outside, I want you to do a thing for me, okay? We're going to do another thing. Everybody out there listening to the radio? Okay. Now, on three, I want you to start up a chant that says, "We want Jimmy Reed." Okay? I want you to, and you got to say it over and over again. And then Jimmy Reed, one of the KDW Dirty 630, is going to come out there and wave at you and do things. Okay? He may even jump off the terrace. All right? Here we go. On three, you got to start screaming, "We want Jimmy Reed." One, two, three. We want Jimmy Reed. We want Jimmy Reed. We want Jimmy Reed. We... That's Jimmy Reed waving. Say hi, Jimmy Reed. Yes, Jimmy Reed's an idiot, kids. Jimmy Reed's the KDWB lunatic. That's right. You know Jimmy Reed. Okay, and he'll be at the concert tonight along with all the rest of us nuts. That's Neil Diamond. He wrote one of our hits for us, "I'm a Believer." And there's "Thank the Lord for the Nighttime." There's no question about it. I think Neil Diamond writes a very groovy song. Right now, there's a couple of things I got to do. One is find a commercial. Number two is explain what? Oh, there was something I really had important to tell you. I can't remember what it was. Sorry. Well, anyway, Davey and Peter and Mickey will all be down here in just a minute. And then, let's see, it's 4 o'clock, and I got to get up, and I got to start getting ready to go down to the thing here in just a second. This is the association. This is Wendy. Then after that's a Coke commercial. And then I'll be back with some more trivia.
Because things are better with...
Coke.
Davy, I need my radio, baby. So if you're in there, I realize you're busy, but I sure would like to have my radio, because I need to listen to it. Right now, we're going to do some very interesting stuff, not the least of which is the fact that we're going to go into a bunch of Beatles stuff.
Excuse me.
What's happening?
I don't know. Are you on the air?
Yeah, Peter just walked in with his banjo, or a machine gun. Yep, that's Peter. Now, are you going to walk outside? No, he's not walking outside, kids. I'm sorry. Peter is now going to play some banjo. I was going to play some Beatles, but I guess Peter wants to play some banjo. That's Peter. You hear that? That's Peter Tork.
Whee, gang throng. Well,
yeah. Okay. Did that sound good? You want to hear some more banjo? Oh, they do. They want to hear some more banjo. Okay, play a little more banjo.
You know, you know that the entire listening audience is not outside our window. I mean, just because of the screams of these girls, there's like 101 people outside who may not want to hear the banjo.
Yeah, but the point is that the way Hooper gets the... Oh. That's the way Hooper gets their ratings. Why can't we get ours that way, too?
WB St. Paul presents Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
Okay, that was banjo. You gonna play records?
Yeah, I play.
Or an ad or something?
No, we're kind of down on commercials right now, which is great, isn't it, kids? No more commercials, right? Let's do away with commercials and play music instead. Let's do away with every commercial except Donnie Dayton's, because he supports us, right, Donnie? Right, Donnie. Donnie and Ham's beer. But you don't want to. You don't drink Ham's beer, do you, kids? No.
No, boo.
Boo. Don't drink boo Ham's beer.
Ham's beer is for adult drunkards.
Yeah, it's for your father who watches baseball on Saturday, right?
All the time.
In his stinky, sweaty T-shirt, right? Boo, Ham's beer. Down with Ham's beer.
Down with Ham's beer.
And up with stinky, sweaty T-shirts.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you kids something, that this is the honest to God's truth. About, what was it, a month and a half ago, Mickey went down to a store and he bought a Kodak Instamatic camera. Do you remember that? And he said, I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to take pictures of you guys while you're on stage. And we kind of laughed at him, you know. I said, well, okay, well, look, that's your thing. You want to put the little Kodak Instamatic. And he took some of the most unbelievable pictures I've ever seen, didn't he? Remember?
He sure did.
Yeah. And it was all because of that Kodak Instamatic camera. Now, I know this sounds like a hype, and they told me I had to ad-lib around Kodak Instamatic cameras, but this is legit, because we really do. I have four Instamatic cameras, and I've got like $300 worth of film and everything. And every time I get a chance, I take, you know, because you put the little thing in there, the little flash dingy, and you take pictures, and everything's groovy. And you get great color prints. They're like 6x5 or something like that. You get them back, and it's like $12 for the camera or something like that. So if you get a chance and you want to take some groovy pictures of the concert tonight, or of just anything, you know, like your mother or your mother's friends, or maybe the couch. I've been taking a lot of pictures of the couch. Go and take a picture of the washer. Get a Kodak Instamatic camera, because that's, you know, like super groovy, and I think you'll dig it, okay? This is Peter playing the banjo some more. Thank you. Are you listening? Oh, there I am. Okay. We hope that we haven't caused Sam Sherwood, the station's groovy manager, any trouble. And we hope that all of you come out to the concert tonight. You've had a lot of fun. And we're going to turn KDWB back from the Dirty 630 to the all-American perfect people that they are. We're in the Jimmy Reed show now, right? Is this Jimmy Reed still? Oh, Tack Hammer's on the air. We've already gone into Tack Hammer. And so with a note of thanks and a fond farewell, we leave this beautiful land as the sun sinks slowly into the west. Thank you, kids, for putting up with all our trouble, especially Donnie Dayton of Dayton's Department Stores. Oxford Shoes really are okay with us. And J.A. Gerber, who took a lot of our abuse. And last but not least, the Federal Communications Commission, who are a bunch of stuffed shirts.
Okay, well, here we are, sitting with nothing to do, and this is Peter. Mike has left. He's running out on the situation. And I'm left with no records up, so we'll just put one on random here. This one's an old one. This was, in fact, one of the first ones that I ever really liked about pop music. And
After Coke.
That's a Ray Charles ad, and I didn't even know that I was supposed to play it, but I like the Ray Charles ad so much I'd do it anyway. We're going to do a lot of Elvis Presley numbers over here, partly for nostalgia's sake and partly because it's a great old artist who has been, like, neglected by today's youth. Also, we're going to be making some commentaries about the region and playing some other records like the Count Five's Psychotic Reaction. Psychotic Reaction by the Count Five, for what it's worth.